Hi, this is Kerry Tennis, and it's Saturday, November 25th, 2023. And I haven't done a podcast in a long time, and I've just been looking at them and realizing what a great way it is to stay in touch. So I'm going to play a little song, and then I'm going to do a podcast. And there's a little background, okay? Because, well, I'll get to the background later.
Niente che tu possa fare vuol cambiarmi. Potrei cercare in tutto il mondo e mai trovare qualcuno come te. I'll be waiting for you. Ti aspetterò. I'll be waiting for you. Per l'eternità. Ti amo il tuo nome. I'll be calling out your name. I'll be calling out your name. Per l'eternità. Niente che tu possa fare può cambiarmi. I could search the whole world over and never trova qualcuno come te.
So there's a little backstory to that, just having to do with the fact that I recorded it. I wrote it in February 2021, and that was right after I had gotten out of the hospital from that long journey I had with COVID. And there's a whole backstory there, too. I guess my whole life is now sort of all about backstory. So I see now that my latest podcast about the column, it was January 4th, 2022, so it's been a long time, and I'm now trying to get it going again, you know, trying to get it going again. And so this first podcast since then, it's gonna be kind of winging it. I sent out an email today, and I think, tell the truth, I think what was going on was something like long COVID. you know, where I just, after that long stay in the hospital and then all the subsequent operations, I just like couldn't concentrate, couldn't sit down and do stuff, and I was writing, but the, what they call, I guess, the executive functioning wasn't there, which is, I mean, it's never been there in a big way. That's why I started finishing school. I thought, you know, as a writer, I'm creative, and like a lot of other people, I'm pretty creative, but the business of getting your stuff published and getting known and staying in touch with people and seeing opportunities and signing up for them and submitting work, that's all like executive function stuff. So I've never been very strong at it. Nobody in my family is. We're all a bunch of kind of weirdos, you know, and we tend to only do what we really like. My wife tells me that I'm one of those people that and it's not because I choose or I'm super selfish, at least not consciously really selfish. It's just I can't find the motivation to do stuff that's boring or that is distasteful or that in some way feels to me wrong, like messed up, like super self-promotion. Like, I know that it's important to do it, but and I also know that my family was kind of dysfunctional in that both my parents were sort of high-minded, and my mother in particular had this thing about salesmen. Like, it was the worst thing in the world to be a salesman. Like, it was so low, you know, and the whole idea of, oh, you know, puffing yourself up, all that. I'm sure I'm not the only one who had that background, parents who it was kind of a class thing and kind of a just social disdain thing. So anyway, I'm just going to blabber on for a little bit because this is the first podcast in 2 years and I don't really have it structured. I can't really quite remember what it was all that I was doing, but I'm playing a lot of music. You know, I've been a musician since I was a teenager and I've always written songs, but it did not appear to be a viable career path. I studied at the University of Miami. I studied jazz and jazz theory, and I looked around me, and there were all these monster players, people who had the musical brain. They had the musical brain and the musical personality, and I just saw, you know, I'm not really going to thrive here. I'll be way in the back of the pack if I even attempt to have a career at this, and I'll probably end up like too many musicians, you know, with all the pathologies associated with the nightlife and touring. So anyway, I thought, you know what, I'm going to change my my major to literature. So I did, and I've been a writer all my life, but I've also, whenever I could, I've been playing music. And now that I'm in Italy and not working every day for a living, I've been seriously studying guitar with teachers for probably 5 years now. So, which basically all that did was get me sort of back in shape, you know, like I'm 70 years old now, and I don't have, I think some of the fucking dexterity, you know, but I'm good. And I'm going to play at the music school concert this Sunday night, actually. An instrumental that came to me in the Nunc studio here in Castiglione Fiorentino. And I did it with, it came to me in three parts. The rhythm part, which is just B-flat minor 7 and F-sharp 9. And then this riff, this really fast, kind of cool riff. And then a bass line, which I play on my guitar with a octave thing that makes the guitar sound lower. Doesn't exactly sound like a bass, but it sounds in the register of a bass. And then I brought it into my teacher, the real pro, Stefano Cerzoli. He tours all over Italy in front of huge crowds, and he's a really good musician. And he gave me some tips and said, yeah, okay, do that. Because usually I just go out and sing a song, but this is a improvisational instrumental I'm going to do. So, yeah, that's a big deal for me. And I've got this YouTube where I put on the 10 songs that I recorded here in Italy in August of 2022. Yeah, a year ago, a little over a year ago. And I'm trying to find a band, you know, form a band. And it's just different from in the States. I'm at such a disadvantage because my Italian language skills are not really up to snuff. And most people in this area speak Italian. And if they studied a foreign language in high school, they usually studied French. There's not a big English language program in the schools here in this part of Tuscany. So it's up to me, and I stumble along. Meanwhile, my wife Norma is like some kind of genius with languages. She you know, studied Italian, and she speaks Italian fluently, and she teaches English to Italian kids and talks to Italian parents and does her whole life in Italian, except when she's with me. Anyway, listen, I'm going to wrap it up because I'm just getting back to it, you know? Just getting back to it, and I will, in the future, you know, what I'll do is pick topics and try to do a real structured talk, maybe read some more of my work aloud, which I really like to do. Maybe read other public domain works, as I've done in the past. I used to do that at salon.com. I would duck into our studio. I did this French Surrealist Poets thing, and I think I hosted some other programs along that line. Anyway, that's going to be it. There's probably an instrumental outro somewhere out there, but I ain't got it in me at the moment. We'll see. If you keep listening, there may and or may not be an instrumental outro. Outro. All right. Anyway, ciao. This is Carrie. It's now it's Friday, 1st of December. I started this podcast on the 25th of November. Took me a few days to get to the second part of it. So anyway, there you go. Good to be out there in the oral world. Ciao. Oh, and you know what? P.S. postscript. I'm not even going to edit this, I don't think. I'm just going to put it out there the way it is, because one reason I stopped doing the podcast and the column and everything is I was so detail-oriented, and I would go back and edit and edit and edit. And that eventually, I think, caused me to quit because it was just too much work. So what I'd like to do is work a lot faster now. Just create stuff, get it out there. All right, ciao.